Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. As always, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Mark, and we've been talking about COVID-19 here, and this article from a psychiatrist who is suggesting that the bigger problem here in the United States isn't COVID-19, it's mass hysteria. And then we got into this tweet from someone who is allegedly a doctor who works at a COVID-19 assessment center at his hospital, who shakes his head about the ER being empty, even though his co-workers are saying otherwise. This person's account no longer exists. The author of this article suggests that Twitter suspended and deleted his account for making these claims, which isn't unlikely, given the amount of heavy...
It's hard to know. I mean...
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of censorship going on in the tech world right now, which is why Signal and Telegram are exploding.
It makes sense for people to, people are always going to play up how hard their jobs are, because how else do you get raises and more vacation time and all the other perks and bennies you get? I'm not saying it's not bad at some hospitals, but I've heard this over and over again that, you know, ICUs... Now, he said ER, by the way, and an ER and an ICU aren't the same thing.
Sure.
But generally, COVID-19 patients are put into ICU, so...
Well, they would have to go through the ER first, right?
Yeah. But if their ICU is full and their ER is empty, what difference does it make the ICU is still full?
Fair point. Well, let's get to the phones. We've got, I think he's been on the show before, actually, like co-hosting. We've got L. Stone calling. Stone, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was talking with Dave Ridley, another guy that has been calling in a lot, and he was telling me about how he calls talk shows, and he's called like thousands of times, I guess. But anyway, so it motivated me to call in and try and discuss things that are important in my life, specifically how it seems like society has changed a lot since the 90s. When I was growing up as a teenager, the focus back then, it seemed like, was on the health of the individuals and like my family and how I was raised and school and everything, like with physical education and with, eating healthy, vitamins, making sure that you don't have a deficiency in any of that. And then nowadays, it's like the focus has completely shifted to covering your face. And like back when I was growing up, a lot of people, and I think they still do, they look at it, if you're if you restrict your breathing or if you're holding your breath, you're killing brain cells. And that's like a long running kind of belief that any kind of restriction of oxygen is going to hurt your brain. But it seems like it's completely changed now. It's good to, I guess, cover your face and restrict your breathing.
I've never given any thought whether or not that was actually true. The whole, if you even hold your breath for an extended period of time, you're killing brain cells. If you think about it, it's probably not true, given that, so many swimmers are capable of holding their breath for 3 or 4 minutes at a time. If it was true that this was killing their brain cells, they would be there would be some sort of evidence of that. But we were also told that, each part of your tongue has taste buds for certain types of
taste.
That's
not true?
And it's not true.
Huh. Do red cars get more tickets?
Presumably. I mean, the statistics show that.
I don't know that they do. You would think that...
Well, that's what I've always heard.
I know. That's what you've always heard. But if so, then insurance companies would want to know what color your car is.
I do drive a red car, and I don't think it affected my...
I drive a red car, and they never asked me. So, there you go.
And also, like, I think the drug war, like, so in my lifetime, like, in the 90s, and even, 10, 15 years ago, it was such a harder push everywhere that I've been to stop people from using drugs. And I think it was kind of the same philosophy that the reason that government should get involved and stop people from using drugs is because it's detrimental. It hurts the individual. It hurts society. And then that seems to have been changing also that I'm not saying the government should get involved, but it's kind of eased off on drugs and it's more tolerant, I guess. I guess, Mark, you're closer to my age. Have you noticed like a shift in societal beliefs in the last 30 years?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a time when, you know, I mean, just the term drug would make people quake in their boots. And now, I mean, marijuana's legal. So, or in many places. I tend to think that you're absolutely right. I mean, they're actually doing, I mean, some places are running referendums to see whether or not they can make things like, you know, peyote and other hallucinogenics legal.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms. You know, natural things. Frankly, what we would call, before all these laws, we would just call them food. You know? I mean, what's a mushroom? But something you can eat.
Yeah, and I think maybe the opiate craze, like big pharma and media has been so lenient and lax with letting opiates and other, like, truly dangerous things get pushed by them, Adderall and, you know, the amphetamines that are legal. That maybe, I don't know, maybe that's affected the approach that society's taken more recently. Like in the 90s, people understood all these things were bad, I think, like opiates and all of this. And then it seems like there's been a shift that the push from the top has been to be more lenient and accepting of all different kinds of drugs. And I think, I don't know, maybe pharma's involved. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't think pharma is involved because I think the prevalence of marijuana and in the long run psilocybin cubensis and other psychedelic drugs is going to hurt the pharmaceutical industry. Why would people be doing painkillers or whatever if they can just smoke a joint? And why would people be taking, I don't even know the names of any popular antidepressants these days, if they can just eat some shrooms every couple of months?
Well, since they've actually been, I think, cracking down on a lot of that, they haven't had liability, I guess, for like the Purdue family or whatever it is. But I think they're no longer overtly pushing for opiates and doctors prescribing truly harmful things. So they don't have any rational basis. I hate to use those terms, but the pharma doesn't have a rational basis to compete and block what was illegal.
Excellent point. Well, Stone, thank you so much for the call. There's a lot of background noise. Every time you stop talking, I don't know why. But I did look into it.
Cell phones are funny, and it could be someplace.
Sure. I did look into it. For most people, it's safe to hold your breath for a minute or two. But after 4 minutes, you start to risk brain damage. Probably very minor for the first, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds. But the average person can't hold their breath for 4 minutes anyway.
I got to a point where I could hold it for 5, but that was, you know, the farthest I ever made it.
Well, you have to spend a lot of time and effort training.
The free divers do this.
Yes.
So you can, it's a big pain to become, to put on your tank and scuba dive and all these things. It has its advantages, but if you get better and better at holding your breath, then you can go down and see more stuff and these sorts of things. So people who do a lot of diving, in sort of shallow waters,
sure,
want to be able to hold their breath for longer. And I think it's pretty cool.
But holding your breath for 30 seconds or however long the average person can just hold their breath without any training, myth, not going to cause any brain damage whatsoever. Not going to kill even a single brain cell.
I wouldn't think so.
It's also an urban legend that red cars get pulled over more.
I do that.
Yeah. The vehicle color that gets pulled over more often than any other color is actually white.
Because there's more vehicles that are white.
Really?
Yeah, that's what
red does come in second place, though.
Okay.
So
there's a lot of red vehicles, and the thing is that what do we decide if we're just going with basic colors? Is a maroon vehicle red? Because a lot of people would say yes. I had a Cadillac that was maroon, but they called it fire mist red. Whereas some vehicles are clearly red, others are in that palette of red.
See, I'm actually kind of surprised that red doesn't get pulled over more because it's generally perceived as an aggressive color. So if you see someone driving a red car, you tend to just, it's deep psychological.
Isn't it safer
ways
to drive a red car because people are more likely to see it? I mean, fire engines are red for a reason.
Are they?
Well, the idea is that you can see them. I would think that actually, like, chartreuse,
well, I mean, they're pretty large,
or lemon
so
yellow would be the
I've
colors.
I've seen lemon yellow fire engines, for sure. 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want, even if it's fire engines.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about AnyPay, because AnyPay 2.0 is here, which makes crypto payments faster than ever. That is, if you're using the Edge wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or the Dash wallets. If you aren't using these wallets, then your wallet is inferior, and you need to talk to the people who are developing that wallet to let them know that. But be a little bit kinder. Don't just be like, hey, your wallet sucks, and you need to make it better. These wallet programmers do need to hear from you, though. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Now, we're talking about this article here from the psychiatrist who says that the real problem facing America today is not, I mean, COVID-19 may or may not be a problem. This author is certainly suggesting that it's probably not. But the real problem is delusional mass delusional psychosis, or delusional mass psychosis. I don't remember exactly how they phrased it, but it's the same kind of delusion that drives religious fanatics who would kill their own daughters because she dared to, quote, dishonor her family.
Well, that's, you know, we're talking about rape scenarios and these sorts of things. Well, not always. I mean, just maybe.
Well,
you know,
she would dishonor her family, presumably by losing her virginity outside of marriage.
But this has gone on throughout, human history. I mean, people have sacrificed their children to the gods for a variety of reasons. So it happens.
Sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't even imagine. To me, my son is the most important thing, if you wish to use such a noun, in my life. But, you know, people would kill their kid over, what, a bad decision? Ugh.
Well, allegedly, one of the people who went to the D.C. protest a week or two ago told his kids that if they talked to the FBI, he would kill them. I don't know if that's true or not, because it's the government making that accusation, and the government is describing these people as, you know, terrorists and all this other nonsense.
When I was a kid, people would say that they would kill, you know, like the I'll kill or I'll kill you
sure.
sort of statement was not terribly uncommon.
No, and no one took it seriously.
Right.
Like when my father,
who knows how serious this is?
When my father threatened to kill me, he did not mean it.
Right.
And no one ever thought he did. Just like when we were kids and we threatened to kill each other, no one ever believed it. But there did come a time in the early 2000s, I think it was, where it became largely unacceptable to say that.
Yeah.
Even among friends, even as a joke. This is obviously a joke.
We pointed relatively realistic-looking plastic guns at each other all the time. And pulled triggers. Lots.
But today, in our society, fueled by the COVID-induced delusion, it's acceptable to kick a toddler off a plane for not wearing a mask when there's evidence that toddlers rarely spread the virus. It's acceptable for tech companies to suspend a physician's social media account because he dared contradict the message that's being fed to the public about COVID-19. Those who are authoritarian in nature don't care about seeking out the truth. Rather, they prefer to seek out authority. It's one of the reasons why you're seeing so many people who'd happily approve the silencing of any medical experts whose views contradict the World Health Organization or CDC guidelines. Obey the rules becomes more important than questioning if the rules are legitimate to begin with. But there have always been brave souls who dared to defy authority when they knew that truth was on their side. A classic example is Galileo, who dared question the ruling power's claims that the sun revolved around the earth. It does seem rather tragic that just like Galileo, who was sentenced to a life under house arrest for daring to question the ruling authority's narrative, those of us today who are also questioning the mainstream authority's, quote, science on the COVID-19 pandemic will end up like Galileo, as we too are placed under complete house arrest. If this sounds like an exaggeration, keep in mind how there have been many talks about banning access to facilities for those who refuse to receive the vaccine. Ticketmaster, for example, is requiring a person's proof of vaccination before they can attend public events.
I've also heard people say that they would like to see treatment restricted of those who don't wear masks. I mean, I've heard this a great deal. Now, these people that are choosing not to wear masks will be taking a bed in the ER from those who, you know, the good folks that wore masks and managed to get the disease in still or something. I don't even know. If wearing a mask works, how much does it work? As a percentage chance, how much does it work? And, like, nobody has any answers for this.
No, they don't. And I've heard the same thing about me smoking, that, oh, well, when you die, you don't deserve a hospital bed, then fine. I mean, if I can't pay for that hospital bed, certainly don't give me one. I don't know what else to tell people, but if I have the money to pay for that hospital bed, there's no reason whatsoever that they would deny it to me.
Right.
In a free market.
God knows that a some hobo somewhere should be getting that bed instead of you because you smoked. Something.
Even Andrew Yang, the former Democratic presidential candidate, is asking if it's possible to deploy proof of vaccination barcodes so we can track those who refuse to be vaccinated. He asked on Twitter, is there a way? So it's not like he's calling for the government to do this. He's just a politician tweeting a thing. But apparently that's how policy is written in the era of Trump. Is there a way for someone to easily show that they have been vaccinated, like a barcode that they can download to their phone?
Well, I think that's a different statement. Look, if, like I said, if opening, if getting a vac, this, you know, this experimental gene therapy we're calling a vaccine, if getting this gene therapy.
Do you have any articles about that? Because it sounds like something worth getting into.
Sure. It's an RNA vaccine, which apparently has not existed elsewhere. I can hunt it down during the break.
Okay.
But
I feel like we should at this point.
Yeah. So if you if getting this opens doors for me somehow, then I'm liable to do it. But it's not because it's because I don't think it's going to be terribly effective. In fact, one thing that nobody's talking about is T cell immunity. There is an article out of Great Britain that 50% of the population of Great Britain was immune, and I put immune in quote marks because it means basically it wouldn't be as severe, right? That was immune to COVID-19 because of T cells that they had, and then they went back.
What does this mean?
What's a T cell?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I mean, it's stuff in your, biology. What do I know?
You're quoting the statement as though it's fact. I just wanted.
I'm quoting it as though it's fact because I read it.
But you can't describe it or source.
I'm not. I don't know what T cells are exactly. I know that they were a big deal when AIDS was around, so they have something to do with immunity. There's killer T cells and then helper T cells, and I don't know. Maybe there's path. Maybe they come in the passive and the subjunctive too. I don't know. but then they went and tested some blood from 2017. And found that these T cells were present then before COVID was even talked about. So what the presumption is that half of the population in Great Britain, which has a similar demographic breakdown to the United States, was immune. And that means that maybe half the population in the United States is immune.
Possibly. So some random person on Twitter responded to this by saying, and it's not like this person has any authority, but this is a common refrain from people on the left. I suggested months ago that people who are vaccinated should either receive a certificate or have their social security number entered into a national registry, then deny them entry into any store until they can prove that they were vaccinated. How horrific. This is Free Talk Live.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Your final numbers on Wall Street under the Trump administration. The Dow gaining 116 points to close at 3931. In the Trump administration, the Dow gained 56%, the NASDAQ gained 137%, and the S&P gained 67%. President Trump is wishing the best for an incoming Biden-Harris administration in his final address to the nation.
This week we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous.
President Trump also touting his administration's coronavirus pandemic response.
When our nation was hit with the terrible pandemic, we produced not one, but two vaccines with record-breaking speed, and more will quickly follow.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the lives lost to the coronavirus.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
More than 400,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus. The State Department is formally accusing China of committing genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the decision on Tuesday, which is the strongest denunciation by any government against China.
The Chinese Communist Party has committed these crimes against humanity, is continuing to try and deny these people, not just the Uyghur Muslims, but other faiths as well, the simple capacity to continue to exist.
Pompeo saying the use of internment camps and forced sterilization practices are two ways Beijing is trying to destroy the Uyghur population. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call line. That's 603-283-6160. Wrapping up this article real quick, perhaps the most important point mentioned by Dr. McDonald is the lasting negative effects this mass paranoia will have on future generations. He has witnessed the highest increase of psychiatric issues among his young patients ever. Since the lockdowns and closures started, they suffer more than I've seen in my 8 to 9 years of practice, he says.
These are young people having a he's calling psychosis over fear of contracting COVID-19, a disease that doesn't appear to affect young people terribly.
He gave an example of a local homeowners association's decision to close their private park because they noticed that children were playing on the grass without wearing a mask. This was dangerous because while the children were rolling around on the grass, they're also touching it, and therefore could potentially spread or pick up the virus from the grass and kill their grandparents when they go home with the virus. Because of this, the park had to be closed and the grass had to be disinfected in order to get rid of the virus.
Wow.
Imagine a child being told they can't play outside because they might kill grandpa if they did. And imagine the long-term consequences of that to that child's psychology. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mark Watson calling. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria. Hey, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
All hey, well. What's on your mind?
Hey, Studio 8424 LRN is my channel. That's my internet affiliate for LRN, and we're doing the broadcast of Free Talk Live right now. And when I heard you talk about this whole psychosis and basically gaslighting, it occurred to me, I've done the numbers on this, and I do have to finish for the end of December. The numbers for December are out. But I created a spreadsheet, and the spreadsheet covers the numbers of all deaths, all causes in the United States, relative to the U.S. population year over year, 2008 till the end of November of 2020.
Okay. And what did you find?
And so I put that in the Free Talk Live social. And what I found was you can look at the numbers. That's correct.
That's our new social media platform.
When you look at it,
that anyone is free to join. It's a Mastodon platform. It's social.freetalklive.com. Signing up is super quick, super easy, and it's decentralized. So you don't have a corporate overlord waiting with a sword of Damocles to chop your head off. Go ahead.
Right. So what I did is I uploaded that so you guys can see what I'm seeing at the same time. Basically, the numbers show the year over year. And what you look at is you see the percentages are roughly the same within a few points here and there, year over year U.S. deaths, percent U.S. deaths, and the change in U.S. population.
So you're saying as a percentage, the people that more people didn't die in 2020 than they do every year?
Roughly. It's within 100%, 101%, 102%. You know, that kind of thing every year. So it's roughly the same. But what we are noticing,
Before you go on, what's your username on social.freetalklive.com?
Oh, yes. It's Studio8424LRN.
Studio. Okay. So I've been looking at these numbers, and there's a lot of deaths in 2020, and I'm looking at the deaths in 2019, and, you know, I haven't done a graph to show them, but it doesn't, it looks by just looking at it, there's a lot more people that died in 2020 than died in 2019, and I don't see a significant rise in population in that time frame.
So what you should look at is when you look at 2008 all the way forward, you see that some years we have, you know, say your 13,000, and some years you have 73,000, and some years you have 69,000. It kind of varies year
over
year.
Some years you have 69,000 what? Is that an average per week?
No, what I'm showing is if you look at my chart, the second to last column.
But we're not looking at your chart, and no one on the radio is, so we need you to give us the information that is in your chart.
So in 2020, based on the numbers up to the end of November, 73,539 people died compared to the previous year.
73,000 more people died?
Yes, 73,539 people more died compared, like, for example, in 2019, it was 13,385.
Died relative to 2018?
Yes.
Okay, so the death rate, the number of people dying is basically going up each year is what you're saying. Some years it goes up by smaller amounts than
Actually, I'm not saying that because the year-over-year change fluctuates. But what I am saying is that the chart itself, the percentages of change in U.S. population, the percentage of U.S. deaths, while there is a slight increase, the percentage, when you get down to it, year-over-year U.S. deaths, is anywhere between 100 to 102, 103%, give or take, when you look at it.
So I'm looking at your numbers. I'm looking at the CDC websites that you reference, and I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I think you've misrepresented these numbers. Like, I don't know if you do it on purpose. I don't think you're doing it on purpose. I don't believe that, but you're not interpreting these numbers the way I do by looking at them.
Well, I can tell you December numbers are out, and this chart doesn't reflect December numbers for 2020.
Yep.
So end of November, yep. I had total U.S. deaths end of November at under 3 million.
Well,
I've got something here that says at least 300, and it's coming to us from November, at least 334,000 more people have died so far in 2020 than 2019.
That sounds about right.
329. It's the total U.S. population, 329 percentage. The change in U.S. population from 2020 to 2019 was 1.6 million. That percentage was just over 100%.
Yeah, I'll check this out.
Check the numbers. I'm now following you at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. So that I can, I want to know too. You know, I mean,
yeah, I will check that out at some point. But I have to agree with Mark here. It sounds like the data you have is incorrect because what we're looking at, or you're adjusting for it in weird ways that probably aren't going to hold up statistically. 334,000 more people died in 2020 than in 2019. And that's a significant, that's almost a leap in 10% because it was, it's more than 10%.
Yeah,
2,800,000 people died in 2019. So that's a 10% increase in the death rate.
Right.
That's significant.
It is. Now, I mean, I'd like to be clear that probably the vast majority of those people are over the age of, say, 75.
Sure. Well, we don't really know anything about these 3,100,000 people or however many died in 2020.
Oh, yeah, I can look that up. I can get that for you relatively quick.
I'm not going to say the
it's
majority
right there on the
of
CDC site.
Yes, but that's only COVID-19. This number is everyone who died.
This is
everything.
All deaths.
Okay. Yeah. And you think the majority of those are going to be people who were over 75?
Well,
I would say the majority would be people who are over 50.
Well, I could look during the break, but I'm...
It'll be interesting to see, nonetheless.
Yeah. Maybe majority might be pushing it, but, you know, yeah.
So this generation of children is not...
If the average age of death in the United States is 78, that means half of the people who die in the United States are over 78.
Okay,
right?
Fair point. Okay. Yep. I've got to yield that one. This generation of children is basically not only being traumatized, but also being taught to accept the feeling of unjustified guilt about themselves just for being children. But the most terrifying thing about all of this is the 2-year-old who, when they saw someone else on the sidewalk, proclaimed, "Oh no, people." I mean, that's a scary level of traumatization. And that's going to be with that child for their entire life. The little girl's parents are Trump supporters, said someone on YouTube. Sadly, they were too stupid to teach the little brat before flying how to wear a mask. Introduce kids how to wear a mask or make them stay at home. This is another prime example of the post-Thanksgiving surge, all thanks to morons who can't follow scientific advice. Imagine being so hateful that you say that about a 2-year-old. You teach a 2-year-old to wear a mask. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Mark and I were discussing our next bit of show discussion prior to actually unmuting the mics and having this discussion with you. So sorry about that. But we are here. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. Now, you had mentioned several times tonight that this COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine in so much as it is experimental gene therapy.
Yes.
And that sounds terrifying.
It does. So it's worth digging into a little bit.
I would agree.
I would first like to say this. One thing I really love about my job, like some, I can give real charge, like a sort of endorphin charge out of, is when we mentioned during that last segment, social.freetalklive.com, several times.
Uh-huh.
And I get a little, you know, everybody who signs up immediately follows me because
me, you, and Ian, I believe.
I am,
and I think Captain.
That sort of guy.
Well, I mean, we're basically Tom from MySpace. That was my response when Ian said that. I was like, oh, cool. So we get to be Tom from MySpace. Anyone who joins this social media network,
they're already following
is
us.
Immediately following us. It's kind of neat.
It is, and I just got a whole bunch of updates because a whole bunch of people just signed up at social.freetalklive.com, which is basically a freedom-oriented Twitter, where you can't be sort of baninated, you know, just for whatever it is that some Silicon Valley CEO doesn't like.
And I honestly can't imagine anyone posting anything that would make anyone in the Free Talk Live administration be like, no, we have to pull the plug on this person. We can't have that.
Well, you know, if you don't like what people post at social.freetalklive.com,
unfollow them?
Unfollow them.
Yes, that's the solution. Or even block them if you just want to completely remove them from your life. But
if somebody is saying something, if you block somebody online from getting online, if you delete their account as a company, what you're saying is that what they're saying is so true and so radical that you can't handle it. Because,
well, I don't know if that's true. I've deleted people from, I mean, it sort of goes to say that unfriending someone or blocking them on Facebook or Twitter or something is also doing so because what they're saying is just so true that you can't take it.
That's not what I mean at all. What I mean is that what you're saying is that the adults out there on your site can't handle either A, rebutting this, or B, just unfollowing somebody who says something that is so distasteful.
Fair point.
So, anyway, let's go on the article here. This is from CDC.gov, and it's entitled Understanding mRNA COVID Vaccines.
All right, before we get into it, I want to go to the phones. We've got Truth Seeker calling. Truth Seeker, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I just wanted to call and talk kind of like along the same lines that you're talking about with the vaccine and this COVID-19 fraud. A couple things. First, I don't know if you're aware, but the World Health Organization changed the definition of herd immunity and pandemic. Pandemic basically making it easier for them to declare a pandemic.
When did they declare change these things? Everything has to be changed.
When did they change the pandemic definition?
Sure. You said that they changed both herd immunity and pandemic, and I wanted to know when they changed them.
Yeah, I think they changed pandemic in 2010, and in herd immunity they just changed last year.
I'm not too worried about that. I mean, scientists around the world came together to change the definition of a planet, and it wasn't a conspiracy against Pluto or a conspiracy against the American people. It was just, hey, things change, and this definition no longer really holds up.
Yeah, in my mind, Pluto's always going to be a planet, but I do want to hear, you know, okay, so these are the facts as laid out. What's your premise based on them?
And then herd immunity, they got rid of people who have already been sick being part of herd immunity, so now it's only a vaccine will give herd immunity. But the thing about this vaccine that I'm not sure if you've talked about it or if you're aware of, is even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask, you still have to social distance, and they still don't know if you can still spread it or can still get it.
They don't.
Yeah, we've talked about that a bit.
Yeah, well, they don't think you can get it and get it in the same way, right? Like, so a vaccine's supposed to, you know, prevent you from having symptoms or at the very least minimize symptoms. But they're not sure whether or not you can still get the disease and give the disease and these sorts of things. Now, the instances of people who are non-symptomatic spreaders, non-symptomatic spreading, is very, very, very low. But the disease is so many people have had disease that it has happened. Go ahead.
So the point is how can a vaccine passport even work when the vaccine doesn't work?
Well, I think the vaccine's proposal is to prevent you from getting sick if you get the getting sick and terribly sick and dying if you get the vaccine, and that the hope is that somehow they roll this out and hopefully make one that is far easier to store, roll this out and get everybody shot up in, you know, short order by the time it mutates, and then they have to shoot everybody up all again with a new one.
Truth Seeker, thank you so much for the call. I do want to hear more about this vaccine, though, and the mRNA gene therapy, whatever it is doing.
So, Understanding mRNA COVID-19 Vaccines from the CDC.
So this is from the government, so it's not a conspiracy theory. This is real.
Messenger RNA vaccines, also called mRNA vaccines, are some of the first COVID-19 vaccines authorized for use in the United States. mRNA vaccines are a new type of vaccine to protect against infectious diseases. To trigger an immune response, many vaccines put a weakened or inactive germ into our bodies. Not mRNA vaccines. Instead, they teach our cells how to make a protein, or even just a piece of a protein, that triggers an immune response inside our bodies.
I gotta tell you, this sounds like the start of every zombie movie or video game ever made.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, like I said, experimental gene therapy is how I describe this. They're calling it vaccine in order to make you feel better because, you know, it draws up smallpox, which we managed to get rid of, and polio, which is just about eradicated. And I think those vaccines really work.
I would tend to agree. There is no polio.
Right.
Going around in the West, smallpox is basically non-existent. I think there's a batch of it in some freezer in Iceland or something, but we eradicated it completely.
We've gone in the course of 1 year from believing that the average person believing that a vaccine for a virus was impossible to believing that you cannot travel on an airplane without this vaccine. That is a monumental shift in people's understanding around healthcare. So,
and not to mention they were working on this virus very early this year. I mean, they've been working on this since January, back when people knew absolutely nothing about COVID-19. And even now, it seems that most scientists don't really seem to know anything about COVID-19.
They probably warmed over some research they've done on the common cold in order to come up with a vaccine for that. So there's a flu vaccine virus out there, virus vaccine out there, and it is traditionally not terribly effective. In many cases, they have to guess like 18 months in advance what this vaccine is going to look like at any given time, in 18 months in the future, and they just have to guess. And so they throw a hodgepodge of different guesses into one vaccine and give it to people. Now, in the case of the flu vaccine, which is a viral vaccine, I get sick from it.
People do.
Yeah, well, the sickest I've ever been twice was from the two flu vaccines that I've taken. So I'm just going to go ahead and say no thanks.
Sure. I'm going to say no thanks as well, but that's because even if I catch the flu, the worst it's going to do is make me sick for a few weeks, like I was last year when I was down for like 4.5 weeks with something that was very similar to the flu.
Yeah.
It was probably the flu, but I'm never going to know.
4.5 weeks. That's long.
Anyway, you were here through a lot of it, weren't you?
I don't know.
It lasted forever. Every time I thought I was about to be recovered, it's right back to laying on my bathroom floor for 4 hours because I had no energy.
Wow. That sounds like COVID-19.
It lasted weeks. I'm surprised you remember. I will never forget it.
I bet you won't.
I don't ever want to be that sick again.
So they're going to go on here with a closer look at how COVID-19 mRNA vaccines work and explain that a bit better.
Yeah, because I want to hear about it, because this gene therapy, this experimental gene therapy, it doesn't sound like a good idea. In fact, it sounds like the start to just about every zombie movie ever made.
You shouldn't get your medical information of the zombie movies, just saying.
No, but when humans perpetually have this idea that, hey, this is a bad idea, and it's probably going to lead to something bad, and then suddenly they go, you know what, let's go ahead and do it.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focus on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.